Yeah, in other words, they just try to step out of line, try to do something where they look like they're not belonging to this.
No, well, that's it. But as long as they stay in their place, and I've been here a long time, ever since 1901, and as long as every man stay in his place and treat the other like he wish to be treated, you don't have any trouble.
That's right, but they just can't remember that sometimes.
Well, they better remember. Time, that's why so much rows everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you have know anybody over us? We have a friend of ours, brother-in-law, lives in St. Augustine. He's a big policeman. His name is Fred. If you ever happen to run across, I know where he was over this part of the state or not, but he is the plainest cop. He's about 10. He's the biggest man you ever see. He's a black man, but he is really calling policeman. They say anybody in St. Augustine knows him.
Yeah.
He's got a wife and two little children adopted. They're not their children, but anyhow. They're such funny folks, and he's got a real sweet wife. Her sister is a friend of mine at home.
Yeah.
And, but now y'all, you say that you all get along real well with the law around here. You don't have any trouble with any, you know, law. A lot of times at home, we have trouble with policemen. Mm-hmm. So you don't have trouble, y'all don't have that kind of
trouble. No, these policemen here, they come in this section, when they're called on.
And that's it.
Yeah. They don't be running around seeking up things. When anything happens down here and they need them, they call them. They come.
And they do come.
They do come.
When you need them.
Yes, sir. And I mean, they going to straighten things out now. You know, if they have to come, they mean business.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it is if you can people can depend on them and they need them, they better show up.
But so far it's coming around picking and...
Yeah,
and
causing trouble.
And causing trouble, making trouble because of their law. They don't do
it.
That's good.
Well, let me see. I was going to ask you another thing. What about trains? Do y'all have any, is the railroad still very much, y'all do much business?
No, it's slacking down. It doesn't do near the business it used to because all the transportation these followers of raised stuff, it had to go by train, but now you see the
now
trucks.
Now they got trucks take
trucks
over.
Trucks do that, yeah.
Well, that's why I about thought about that, but
yeah.
My husband thinks I'll bring the railroads back. He's not in the railroad business or anything, but he just thinks it'd be a good thing.
Well, it'd be good and it wouldn't be good. It's necessary to keep the railroads so that some stuff the buses can't transport.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You need the railroad to stay, not was completed, and yet they don't get the business they used to get.
Yeah.
Because trucks takes it along. But if you can't cut out the railroad business, and nowhere in the country, and it's a success to cut it completely out. Because there's some thing that the trucks can live and stuff where trains can't go.
That's
if
true.
The train can't, then you got to get a truck to unload the car. That's the trouble. But now here, where you got trucks, don't have to bother it, the Lord don't not take a man going to have a thousand and thousand feet of lumber. It takes a train traffic.
That's right.
But this stuff like we have here, tobacco, watermelon, they got trucks now that carry almost a full car with a watermelon.
Why are you?
Yeah.
I've seen some of those great big trucks.
And so we don't have any trouble along there. They got trains, they can't cut them out, and I hope they never cut them all the way out.
Well, no,
they have cut out some sections of the railroad. Now, you take this coastline used to keep right straight on by itself into Tampa and other places, but now in Union, seaboard and coastline. Coastline.
They also look like they did join together.
They join together. Mm-hmm. Now, the coastline goes for his archer, and then they get on the seaboard track. And going somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Go through
so
Williston.
But they got to maintain the tracks. That's what they and that take a certain amount of doing.
And they got there, and they're much needed because it's something the trucks can't handle.
Yeah.
Just can't handle.
Well, you know, my husband seems to think that it would keep so much of this truck traffic off the highways, you know, if they keep railroad.
Well, it would do that.